Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way today. I'm Reverend Tommy Mouse. We've been doing this for many years, and I trust today that we've got a great broadcast lined up for you. And I want to say to you, first of all, from me and Martha, a Merry Christmas and a Happy and Prosperous New Year, okay? Let's get right into this song right here, and this one says, I've got leaving on my mind. The old house I'm living in, well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time, but all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. Now that soon so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all. With a solitary dime, oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving on my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. That's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. Now that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world so far behind. And lately I've got leaving. Send that out to Daryl Olson, way out there in Arizona, and Dana Olson, my web servers, and I appreciate you, Daryl. I appreciate the beautiful card that you sent, and also the offering that you sent. I appreciate Dana. I appreciate all my listeners today. I'm not going to name too many, but I want to remember Louise and James and Ernie and Betty Joe. And I got so many people on my mind, I just can't get them out. I want to remember Maude Cruz. I appreciate the card I got from her. I know that she's still hearing the broadcast, and I appreciate her. I appreciate Miss Denise Brown. I got a card from her this week, and I received several cards. And people who have supported this broadcast down through the years, I'll tell you, I just can't name them all. But anyhow, I appreciate you. And I want you to know, I want you to have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous and a beautiful New Year. I was thinking, coming on, I said to me and Martha, well, I know that if Martha was here, she'd want to say Merry Christmas to you. I had her on a CD here, but I couldn't find it. Her, when she was wishing the people a Merry Christmas, but I couldn't find that. So I just thought I'd tell you, I know that if Martha was here, she'd want to say Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year's to you also. Well, let's go now and do one of these songs. This is Martha's favorite song. Said I got more to go to heaven for today than I had yesterday. I want to meet Martha again. I'll bet she is a beautiful angel and sing in the heaven's choir. And I want to remember all of your loved ones. I know that I don't want to sound like I'm the only one that's ever lost anyone. I think about Doris Neely and Arvin. What a great friends they were. Haven't heard from Doris for a while. Hope she's doing all right. But Arvin, he's gone home to be with the Lord. A lot of people done gone, passed out away. So I want to remember your loved ones as well as mine today. So let's go right now.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths where I must trod. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me. And I and sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear that sound from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep, oh, but I'll wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God. That's a beautiful song. I appreciate all my listeners. I hope that I'm not leaving anybody out. I want to remember all of you. You've been so good to me. This is my 58th year preaching the gospel, so I am determined to go on to 60. I don't know why, but I feel like that I'm not ready to quit just yet. My eyes are bad. I can't read like I used to, and I can't preach like I used to, but I can still play these tapes and send them out to the believers and all of you who are standing by me. I'll tell you, it's been good. We've been on this radio broadcast since 85. And I just don't want to give it up. I just want to keep on keeping on.
Sunday morning sunshine, there's bathing in the land. Sunday morning people with their Bibles in their hands. He wondered why they passed him by, walked around him on the street to shade the light that replaced the night. He cups his hand to see, while in the shadow of a steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can they hear him crying? In the shadow crying. Preachers talk about the need in a foreign land. Said, ain't you heard, we are the world, let's lend a helping hand. It's getting late, pass the plate, just do the best you can. The congregation rises, somebody says amen. While in the shadow of a steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can you hear them crying? In the shadow of someone's crying.
reposed, placed it in its place, where the shadow of the steeple will rest upon his face. The choir sings, church bells ring, people gather round, they just shake their heads as they walk away from the figure lying on the ground. While in the shadow, shadow of the steeple, find them dying. You know, I just don't do music. I do music that speaks to your heart. I was over in the bookstore one day, and I was at the low ebb. I was at the point where I just didn't know where I could go any farther or not. And I'm browsing around. You know what browsing around means. And I was browsing around through the tapes, and I happened to run into that one. I listened to it, and I'll tell you, it encouraged me. In the shadow of the steeple, there's people dying. And, hey, my friend, heaven is real. Hell is real, too. And you don't want to go to hell. I'm going to do everything possible. If God gives me the grace and the strength to keep this broadcast going, I'm going to keep on keeping on for the Lord, because I don't want to see anybody die and go to hell under the sound of my voice. So I appreciate you. Every dime you sent this year will be going into a new year before long, and every dime you sent to me goes on this radio broadcast to keep this preacher on the air, because I feel like it's very important to us that we keep on keeping on for the Lord. So let's go right now and listen to this sermon, and I'll be back in just a moment.
In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 5, as he was filling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Master," for it was borrowed. I see the excitement in this man's life. He wanted to be so involved that when Elisha spoke to the prophets and said, "This place is too small, we need to build a larger place," I suppose in the Bible this would be the very first time that you would find people building a divinity school, because Elisha was going to teach the prophets who would go throughout the land and teach about God. But this one person wanted to be involved. And you know, today, if we had people like that really wanted to be involved, it seemed like no one wants to do anything today. I preached a sermon not long ago called "I Don't Do Windows," and I spoke about how Moses said, "No, I don't do deserts anymore," and how that if Jesus said, "No, I don't do crosses anymore," then we'd not be where we are today. But you see, there's got to be some involvement. People need to get more dedicated to God. People need not only to see visions, have visions, but people need to do their vision. John Wesley said, "Stay with something until you learn it." So he goes out, he borrows an axe from maybe a friend or a neighbor. But while he is working on this project, all of a sudden, the Bible said the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, "Master, it was borrowed." You see, we can turn our tragedies into victory. But the way to victory is to admit and to know that we have a problem. And you know, that's one of the hard things for us to face today. People know there's something wrong in their life. People realize that they're not getting anywhere where they want to go. And I like to make the statement, if you're going to go places you've never been, then you're going to have to do things that you've never done before. But this man had lost a thing that he had to work with. And he realized that he had to admit that he had a problem. George Washington once made the statement that 99% of our trouble comes from people who make excuses. Those who want to blame someone else. Does that sound familiar? In the New Testament, you remember that many said, well, I've bought a piece of land. I must go and see it. I bought some ox, and I must go and prove them. I've taken a wife, so therefore I cannot come. Many excuses are made today for the reason that we're not doing the things that we're doing. And sure enough, tragedy comes. Tragedy can be solved with victory when we admit that we have a problem. It's not the problem, but it is how that we respond to it. This young man had a problem. He had lost his axe head. How is he going to respond? He's going to ask for help. You see, we sometimes don't realize that we need to ask for help. A man was along the side of the road. He'd had a flat. And he was so disgusted and so angry. A man pulls up and says, sir, do you need some help? He had no jack. He had no spare tire. But he was so disgusted and so aggravated that he said to the man, no, I can handle my own situation. The man drove off. And all of a sudden, the man realized, hey, what have I done? What have I said? But you see, in our frustration sometime, we cannot correct a problem because we do not admit the problem. A lot of our problems are homemade trouble. A lot of our troubles are homemade trouble. We don't have any trouble, but somehow or another we start making troubles for ourselves. And Jonah didn't have any problem. If Jonah had only obeyed God and gone on and doing what God told him to do, he would have never had a problem. But Jonah had a long...
Many times in my childhood, when I've traveled so far, by nightfall, oh how weary I had grown. Father's arms would slip around me, and he gently would say, my child, we are going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. Lord, I get homesick the farther I roam. Oh, but the Father, he has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home.
Father, I trust today you reach out across the airway and touch the hearts and lives of people. This Christmas season, Lord, what a great and beautiful time it is when people be giving and receiving gifts. But God, the greatest gift we ever received is for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And I trust today they'll find that everlasting life. Find that life that will never go out. Drink from that fountain that will never go dry. And Father, I give you praises for it because I ask it in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I am going.
Well, neighbor, it's about time me leave the air. I appreciate you. I love you. I hope that you are planning a beautiful Christmas. We'll be having Christmas plays and different cantatas and different places like that. So I trust today that you will enjoy the Christmas season. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from me and Martha. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous and a beautiful New Year. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mouse, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mouse, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
My child, we are going home. To hold me here. I caught a glimpse of a heavenly land. Praise God, I am going. Now the twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. Lord, I get homesick the farther I roam. Oh, but the Father, He has led me each step of the way.